that was a really sad day because I beeped the horn, then I realized immediately there's nobody here to welcome me. And fortunately, I had the greatest companion of all, my mother's West Highland Terrier, Billy. And he was so happy to be headed home that I sort of shared his joy. But the beautiful thing for me is that not very long after I got involved in emptying the house, it switched from a very heavy, sad responsibility to an opportunity, because I had so much to learn about the people that I thought I knew best and loved best, so much more to enrich me, and so many lessons for the old house still to teach me.
Did Billy recognize the house when you drove up?
Absolutely. He recognizes the turn off of 64 onto Parham Road. He knows as soon as the car slows that he's headed home.
When you started emptying the house, did you have a plan or did you just start getting rid of things?
Well, I had no plan. And so the first thing that happened, of course, family took whatever they wanted. And then I looked and the house was still full, essentially. And so I began to box things. I began to sort through things. And the plan happened, I would say, rather miraculously and magically. It sort of unfolded. And friends would bring their friends to the house, and neighbors would come over with food and bring their friends. So eventually, on the last day, though the house was empty, it still felt just like home to me. It had a warmth about it. I felt that everyone from those 56 years had been with me during these 3 months. So it was quite a joyful experience, all in all.
Did you end up encountering things that were difficult to part with?
Well, if they were difficult to part with, they would have been letters, and they would have been very, very small personal items. My father's messenger bag from the Second World War, I found short stories that my grandmother had written during the Depression, which are just amazing short stories. One of them is 15,000 words longer than my book, Leaving 1203. It is that sort of thing that taught me so much about them and that I have with me now.
Wow. What were the short stories about?
Oh, they were amazing. They're about an imaginary world. So it's this fictional world that she dreamed up. And so they're just amazing. There's something very intimate about finding things in a home with no one there to explain them, and the things themselves speak for themselves. And so this is this very touching way to learn more about the people you've known all your life.
Yeah, that's beautiful about the short stories. Have you thought of maybe publishing those?
Sure, and I found some songs my mother's written, and she was always at the kitchen counter. You'd see her sort of have this slow, step, and there's these marvelous lyrics, and some of them were set to music. I didn't know any of this until I found them.
So my own mother is going through the process of emptying my grandma's apartment, and I know, you know, it's been hard for her. My grandma's lived there for 40 years. What advice would you give my mom as she's going through this?
To take her time, because she's going to find out more about her mother and more about her own roots than she knew before. Another piece of advice I would offer is what I call single tasking, just to do one thing at a time, because it's overwhelming emotionally and also physically. And so I would say I could have had 6 friends helping me, and I would say today we're just going to do the pantry. And that was a 3-day job. If you get scattered when you're doing home emptying, that makes it really, really difficult, because nothing ever really gets accomplished and you put one thing down and move on to something else.
When it was all said and done and you were in the house and it was empty and you were there for the last time looking at it, how did you feel?
Well, I dawdled for a while. I patted the Formica countertop in the kitchen and walked out into the backyard, and not far from the house, we grew up with, and all of our lives, we were serenaded by these beautiful church bells. And for the first time, Chris, in my life, living in that house, I heard the church bells peal, Amazing Grace. And I thought, this is the time, this is the perfect moment to leave.
Marietta McCarty, we are really looking forward to your Books and Brews event tomorrow in Harrisonburg and Wednesday in Crozet. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time today.
Okay. I look forward to it, Chris.